TV. Jim Allister joining us now. Morning to you, Jim.
Morning.
Good morning. So you're pulling out of the Unionist Forum. Why?
Well, because the Unionist Forum doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I think it was, in its creation, an expediency of the moment to deal with the situation. I questioned at the time whether there was the sincerity and commitment to actually address the issues it said it was going to address. As the months have rolled on, and now 6 months later, it's quite clear to me, in my assessment, that it doesn't have the inclination or the desire to do that. And indeed, some of the issues that it was going to address, like parading, the DUP's agenda has now moved to the point where it's no longer a unionist forum that's to look at parading. They now have got their own forum coming in to be set up with Sinn Féin.
Sammy Wilson was on with me a matter of moments ago saying that that was discussed within the forum.
Well, the setting up of the forum with Sinn Féin was never discussed. There has been a subcommittee which is periodically and are regularly met on the subject of parades, but the DUP has now decided that they're more interested in another forum, one with Sinn Féin on parades. And they've decided that they're most interested of all in dividing unionism over the divisive Mays project by clinging with Sinn Féin to the promotion of that. Whereas
But the Mays Centre has nothing to do with this forum, Jim. It has nothing to do. The Mays has nothing to do with this forum.
This forum is supposed to be dealing with the issues of concern to unionism. Now, I think I might just know that the proposition at the Mays is a concern to many unionists. And it's quite clear that the DUP in particular are wedded to maintaining the Mays project and not coming on board to address the concerns of other unionists about it. So when you have a situation where on the parading front, the DUP is moving to a nexus with Sinn Féin in a parading forum of that ilk, and on the Mays issue, where they're moving on an axis to Sinn Féin to enforce the Sinn Féin a policy for the approval project of the Mays, then it does beg the question, what's left of any intent to address the concerns of unionism?
But hold on one second. When you went into that forum, you knew that the DUP wanted that Mays centre, and you still went into the forum?
No, when we went into that forum, it was not full steam ahead with the Mays Centre. It was something which has evolved in recent months to the point where it's now being pushed to the exclusion virtue of everything else, and to the point where the DUP has signed up irreversibly, it would seem, with Sinn Féin to promote that centre and to ignore the innocent victim sector, to ignore other unionist opposition to it because of some deal they've done with Sinn Féin that if they deliver on the Mays, they get something else, whether it was the planning debacle of this week or whatever.
I thought that...
So it's quite clear that for all the talk at the start of the forum about this being a sincere and genuine desire to address the concerns in the unionist community, sadly it's become abundantly clear to me that that will and desire doesn't exist. And I think the situation with the Mays exemplifies that. It's not the only issue. It's the sheer dysfunctionalism of the forum as well. I don't wish the forum ill. I'm simply saying that TV has reached the conclusion that it's not going to deliver its promise. And you do reach a point in politics where you decide, you know, by associating yourself with something, are you then becoming tainted with its own dysfunctionalism and the fact it isn't delivering? And are you lending credibility to something which has lost credibility?
But you're the man who wanted unionist unity.
I want unionists to unite on issues where they can unite.
Well,
and I think the Mays is a
classic
example where they could and they should. Because I've sought to explain that on two pivotal issues, that of parading and that of the Mays, the DUP interest now is in maintaining a nexus with Sinn Féin on both those issues, not with maintaining and building a nexus with other unionists on those issues.
But Jim, the DUP were in power sharing when you went into the forum. Nothing has changed. They were in a power sharing agreement when you went into the forum, and now you're pulling out. What has changed in between?
And at the very first meeting, TUV made it plain that if this forum was to succeed, it would have to address the elephant in the room, which was, of course, the fact that here we were supposedly addressing the concerns of unionist grassroots, but refusing to discuss or ever address that elephant, which was the fact that the main Unionist Party was in cahoots and in government with IRA Sinn Féin, and that was the source, of course, of a lot of the suppression of Unionist culture, because the flags issue, all of that flows from the fountainhead of empowering Sinn Féin in government and elsewhere.
But would it not be the braver thing to do and the more progressive thing for Northern Ireland as a whole, Jim, to stay in there, fight your corner in there?
If it was going somewhere, Stephen. But, you know, this forum has not been functioning in any recognisable form. It doesn't have secretarial backup. It calls irregular meetings. I think maybe there have been three in plenary session in 6 months. It is supposed to have had a number of working groups, which by and large have been most notable in the main by the fact that they haven't been meeting. It was about the optics of the turn of the year, of wanting to be seen to be doing something about addressing unions' concerns. It was an expediency of the moment when the pressure on that has passed and the agenda has moved on to keep Sinn Féin happy over the maze and to get into a forum with them over parading, then this forum has become more and more expendable. Well, the question for TUV is, do we lend any credibility to that, or do we step aside? And our decision is we step aside, because it's not that we wish them ill if they can deliver something well and good, but my judgment is that they're not going to deliver of the sort of material of which they spoke when they were set up. So they can get on with it without TUV wasting its time, which was that's largely what it was amounting to in recent times.
Okay. Jim Allister, thank you very much.